Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
All right. Wednesday night. Am I right? If you guys have been listening, I've struggled all week with tracking the days of the week. Ah, but it is Wednesday, and I love when I'm correct. We got our question of the night up on our Loveline IG page. What aspects of dating culture need to be retired? That's a big one, because we all struggle while out there in the world trying to have sex and trying to date. We bump up against all these rules and these myths. We are held hostage by them. So we're going to be talking later in the show about the ones that we need to get rid of because they're not working for us. And as always, give us a call, 833-LOVE-001. But we've got a caller on the line opening up the show. We got Michael. Michael, you're on with Dr. Chris. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
So first, I just want to say I've read your book, Rebel Love. It's such an eye-opening book to read.
Oh, thanks.
So yeah, it was really eye-opening as far as like what you've talked about, and you know, you've opened up my mind as far as what I should do. So I just wanted to thank you for, you know, sharing, you know, your beliefs and everything.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you. I'm very complimented.
Okay. So my question for tonight is, so I'm recently like just trying to get into the dating game again.
Props to you for doing that. That's a rough one. Like it's a rough jump sometimes from single to back into the dating world. So I'm already giving you a pat on the back for that, but sorry, continue.
Thank you. So yeah, I've been single for about like, I want to say since last fall. So it's been at least almost 6 months now. And like, you know, I've been trying to like, not go on dates, but you know, just have like hookups, I guess you can call them. And I feel like every time I've tried to go that direction, it's always been like a failed lustful encounter. Like I always feel like almost depressed afterwards.
Okay.
So I feel like a part of me isn't, obviously I'm not ready to, I don't know. I feel like a part of me isn't healed properly yet.
Well, and what would you say the damage, struggle, or trauma was that you're working to heal?
I guess just in trying to not think about my ex when, like, anything, like, sexual would come up.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about something...
I think that I'm not... I don't know. Whenever I think about, like, sex, I always think about, like, what we shared and, like, those intimate moments that we had together. So I feel like whenever I've tried to pursue that with someone else, like, it's never gone well. Like, it's always felt like I felt more disconnected and I felt, like, more, like, just unsatisfied.
Okay. What you're talking about is not uncommon in that you're talking about something we call post-sex depression. We're actually talking about a couple things. First off, I just want to again give you a pat on the back that you're being self-reflective. That's really beautiful. Some people just keep pushing forward and they don't stop and pause and say, wait a second, how is this all feeling? Because again, healthy sex is about sex that has you walking away feeling better or good or at least neutral. But if you're ever having sex with a certain person or sex in general, it's just not making you feel good. I want everyone to just pause and ask why, right? Because I don't want people walking away feeling depressed. And sometimes that's a sign that we're entering sex looking for something that it can't provide or isn't providing. And for some people, that's they want affection and they want relationship and they want a different level of intimacy. And they're not looking for that specifically. And they're having sex instead and it's not giving them that. So they feel really depressed. But for you, I'd remind you that, yeah, you're doing what a lot of people do as well, which is we leave a relationship. It felt really good. We seek it again. But we have to remember that we're always a virgin again. Whenever we're re-entering the dating world or a new relationship, we have to be open to seeing what you and this new person are going to co-create. It's going to be something different. It'll never be the things you had before. But I want you to keep pushing forward because that's where the transformation happens. And I want you to hold hope and know that you'll create something new and something equally as powerful as you had before. But if you're quote unquote hooking up isn't feeling good, maybe put that on pause and request just dates from people, non-sexual dates.
Right. And like, I've been trying to redefine, I guess, what sex means to me. And especially after reading your book, like I've learned to become just more like sex positive and like more open-minded with things. And like the last encounter I had was like, I don't know, it was more like a group thing. So I've never experienced that before. And obviously it didn't go well for me. So I just, it
Why
gave
obviously?
Me like anxiety afterwards. And
Why obviously?
And, yeah. And I'm sorry.
Why did you say obviously that didn't go well for me?
Oh, just because of what, because from what I've been explaining, I just haven't been like satisfied.
Got it. In general.
I mean, okay. I feel like I wouldn't have felt satisfied regardless if it was with someone one-on-one or in a group. But like, I've been trying to experience and experiment with different, types of sex.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I actually love where you're at. So don't panic and remember that this is what it feels like when we've left the comfort of a prior relationship where we were safe and we were known and re-entering the dating world. And just know that there's so many levels of needs that we have, but it really sounds like what you're looking for is something more affectional and something relational and less sexual. And so kind of take sex off the table for a while and just focus on the general dating. But thank you for your question. Give me a call back in like a couple weeks and check in and let me know where you're at. I love being, you know, All on right. someone's journey with them. Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah.
Have an awesome good. Night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
be
you.
Well.
You too.
You're listening to Loveline on the new channel, QandRadio.com. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Jeremy Beards and gay penguins.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loveline.
This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Question of the night up on our Loveline IG page. Follow us back. Hit us up. Dating rules that need to be retired. Oh, there are so many. We don't have enough time in the show to cover all of them. The myths, the struggles, the things that hold us up and limit us. So we're going to be talking about dating rules that we need to retire later in the show. And of course, we'll be sliding out to DM. And as always, tonight, Wednesday night, we'll be doing celebrity rehab. This one is a Kanye Kim K issue that I will be breaking down, busting open, and dropping some gems around. So stick around for that later in the show. But right now, we got a few things to unpack. I fell in love with this article. Those that have listened to the show that are, you know, diehard fans, you know that I have some thoughts about the Beards. And now science has just backed me up. And I love when that happens. Don't you love when you find something that sports you? So study finds men's beards contain more germs than dogs. Oh, yes. Dirtier than dog's fur. Now, look. Beards on men look hot, so I'm not saying it's not a sexy thing. I'm just saying it's the hygiene factor. So wait for it. We're going to go deeper. It's kind of amazing. So basically, the study says that your dog is likely to be far cleaner than your bearded boyfriend. Swiss scientists claim that there is a higher amount of germs in a male beard than in the fur of a dog. Oh, wait for it. We're still not at the good part yet. Apparently, of all the bearded men that they tested, and they tested 18 men and 30 dogs, so it's not a large sample size, but nonetheless, of all the men that they tested, they all of them had high counts of bacteria, where a small percentage, 2 to 3% of the dogs had the same, gets even better. Seven of those men, ready for this one, had so much bacteria in their beards that it fell under the category of being a health risk. Like, if that doesn't slow you down, I don't know what does. But guess what? There's a sunny ending to it all. All you got to do, the experts say, is regularly shampoo and groom your beard. Now, isn't that a no-brainer? Like, if you're a bearded person, call in and let me know how this goes. 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. Because in my mind, if you're in the shower, you naturally would just, shampoo or soap up the head, the legs, the crotch, the armpits, and you would just do the beard. But do people actually just skip the beard? But you gotta. If you have health risk level bacteria in your beard, or is that just day old stuff? Let me know, because I need to know these things before I go back out making out with the bearded. You know what I mean? I gotta look out for my health. I'm of that age. But now we're going to swoop into an adorable story. Those gay penguins, the infamous gay penguins that we talk about all the time on the news, they're celebrating 10 years together. Oh, yes, 10 years. And these days, a decades-long relationship is quite an accomplishment. But they're penguins. So Dottie and Z, the gay penguin couple that lived together in Germany, now celebrate a decade together. Congratulations, the two of you. We're very happy for you. They tried to build a nest and start a family. They kept failing, but it's apparently at some point they found an egg rejected by its mom. The two of them became the proud parents, so they're still raising their child. What a beautiful story. Some people can pull off love long term if you're a penguin. So that's adorable. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about an amazing study that shows that teens' screen time is only about as dangerous as potatoes. That's right.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, question of the night. It's a good one. It's kind of becoming the theme of the show. It wasn't necessarily meant to be, but it's a really important topic. It's about old school dating rules that we have to retire. There's so many. You know what's unbelievable is we watch these TV shows. I'm not going to list the names of them, but the dating TV shows, and they're all rooted in these standards, and they're so problematic. And I see client after client coming into my office not doing very well in the dating world because they're following these standards, which is why I write the books I write. But there's some outdated ones that we should bring back, and then there's some ones that we should not bring back. So some of the ones that we should bring back, because some of those old-timey dating rules, they have some worth and some value, right? But some of them are really problematic. So what are the ones that we should bring back? Well, the whole practice chivalry, and again, this is born out of an article I'm looking at, and I agree with some of what they're saying, and I don't agree with some of what they're saying. But the chivalry thing, yeah, we could be all more chivalrous, open the door for each other, text after a date, make sure the person got home all right, let them know you had a good time, call if you say you will. But it shouldn't be rooted in gender. Hold the door open for whatever human beings behind you, right? Like, it's 2019. We're getting away from these gendered rules. Well, because also not everyone identifies with the gender, right? But also because it's just problematic. A lot of these, gendered things are quite sexist and disempowering, actually, for females. The other one is, instead of just saying vague things like, hey, you want to hang out or grab coffee? Yeah, use the actual words, like say, let's go on a date. Then you know that it's a date. They know it's a date. Everyone's consenting to what's happening versus those awkward hangouts where you're like, did they know this was a date? I think it was a date. I wanted it to come off like a date. Did I just go on a date, right? Use those words. Kind of like I always say, if you're breaking up with someone, you got to use the word breakup as well. Because some people love to send those like vague ones. Then people are like, did I just get dumped? I don't even know. I don't agree with the whole one about necessarily delaying sex. Highly problematic. You have to explore all levels of compatibility, whether you want to start with coffee or sex first. At some point, you got to explore them both. Please don't think one's more legit than the other. You can actually learn a lot more about someone through sex than you can through a coffee date. Like, great to know your favorite songs, but through sexuality, learn about, again, body esteem, how much intimacy you want, how much intimacy you can tolerate, how close you want to get, especially afterwards. I think this one's horrible too. One of the dating rules that some of the quote unquote experts, God bless them, want to bring back is not introducing someone to your friends until you're serious. No. Introduce people to your friends whenever you want. If someone's in your life, even if it's just that week and you don't know how much further it's going to go, let your friends meet this person that you've been telling them about that you just met for a week. You know, introducing someone to your friends doesn't have to promise anything. And I know for me, I tell my friends everything and I'd love them to meet whoever's in my life at that moment, even if I don't ever see them again. Because that's part of just being intimate, right? And transparent with people that you care about. Another one I don't agree with also is dressing up for the occasion. No, go as yourself. If you're very casual, always go casual. Let them really learn and assess compatibility. I'm not about selling a dream or putting on a fake front and pretending to be someone else if you're not. If you do like dressing up on a date, have at it. Get the flowers, put on a suit, go to a fancy dinner, as long as that is truly who you are. I'm not that person. We will not be going on a first date that sounds like that. I'm really chill. I'm really casual. And I want to see if that's something that you're interested in. But this one's actually really important. So I'm literally sitting here circling it over and over. That's how important I think this one is. Fill awkward silences with questions about your date. There's nothing worse than leaving a date where the person did nothing but talked at you. Like we've all been on that date where you're thinking, gosh, do they know that there's another person sitting here? Don't they want to learn about me? Don't they want to find out about me? And they just keep talking about themselves over and over. I've been on those dates and I've been the awkward person that was like, hey, it's been great learning about you for the past 3 hours. Anything you want to know about me? I'm sitting here too. That's not the way to do that though. That does not go over well. But ask questions about the other person. There's nothing more painful than going on a date where you wonder if they realize that there's another human being sitting on the end of it. So there's that. Interesting topic that I think is uber important. And again, as always, give me a call, 833-LOVE-001. I'd love to hear your thoughts about all the topics I'm talking about, but also doctor's always in, so you can ask me whatever questions you have. You got me all night. 833-LOVE-001. This whole idea about, did you guys know that one of the largest mental hospitals we have in our country is the prison system? And what I mean by that is it's not set up to be a mental health hospital, but a huge bulk of people that struggle with mental illness are thrown in jail as a way to deal with them because our mental health system doesn't know what else to do with them. And it's really, really heartbreaking because prison and jail are not about rehabilitation and there's nothing therapeutic about it. It's very much punishment based. And so a lot of the people that are in there for crimes of survival. That's things like retail theft, because they're looking for food or basic need supplies or breaking and entering, but for the reason of finding somewhere to sleep. And a lot of people that were struggling with healthcare and are not on their medications or were using drugs and alcohol as a way to cope with not having access to mental health or healthcare and to get medications. And so the police officers, they have the option of taking the mentally ill person home if they have a home to a hospital or to a shelter or to jail. But sadly, a lot of them end up in jail. And this is a problem with our system. And there's nothing worse than someone who has a mental health issue than to be just thrown in jail where the system isn't able to help them or cope with them. They're just basically picked off the street and put in the prison system. And that right now is one of our number one mental health hospitals, again, with not even meaning to be one. It's a really important topic. And so I'm always trying to advocate for reform around that. So just kind of put that at the back of your mind. It's a really important thing. When we come back, phone use and the impact on children. As I was teasing, screen time, obsessive screen time, it's only about as dangerous as a potato, says a new study. Oh, that's right. Coming up next.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loveline.
This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Question of the night. It's up on our Loveline IG page. Dating rules that need to be retired. We'll break that down later in the show. Or give me a call, 833-LOVE-001, and you can share it with me. What dating rules are working against us that we got to get rid of? But more importantly, it is time to slide on into those DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding into my DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms. All right, this is an interesting one, but we're going to go with it. It came in for me, so here we are. Hey, Dr. Chris. So I have a question about building a brand and finding an audience. I've wanted to start a YouTube channel for years, but I focused on what I thought was my only option, school and working full time. While I changed jobs, doing school online, I have more time on my hands. I have the equipment, I'm comfortable on the camera, and I believe I have a voice worth hearing. I see so many people finding their thing, doing makeup and pranks, but I don't focus people on opening their eyes up about real things around sex, relationships, stuff like that. The problem is I live in a small conservative town with not a lot of followers. I have people that want to share their stories, but it seems silly to post something about sex and relationships without having an established audience. So how do I acquire people to follow me from my town if they likely won't like what I have to say about sex and relationships? My question is, how do you build an online following that branches outside of your community without having a video go viral? Should I move to a bigger city? I know you're not a YouTube expert, but you have a brand around sex and relationships and a following. So I was wondering what tips you have to get your word out there. It's a really interesting one. I like this. The answer basically is good luck. It is so hard to build a brand around sex and relationships and those whole topics. The media is oversaturated with quote unquote experts. I'm glad you have something to say. I think that there's space for everyone's voice, but you can't go into it looking for a big following. I think that's a problem. You have to go into this work just trying to be an activist to find a space to have your voice heard and to be accessible to people that want to use it. But if you're trying to monetize it or get famous, it just, that can't be the reason why you go into it. It just doesn't work out that way. You can't force that. And so you got to just be willing to set up your page, have it be what it is. And if people find it, they find it. If they want what you like, I'm sorry, if they like what you have, they'll follow you. And if not, so it is. I have no advice around stuff like that. I just do my work. I keep my head down, and the people that want to access my work. So, all right, we got another one. Dear Dr. Chris, why do men, at least the ones I dated or talked to, have such a fetish or a fantasy about a good girl gone bad or a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets? My boyfriend's ex was very religious, and he said it was the biggest turn on that she was untouched. Like, okay, cool, get turned on by what you want, but that's not the first guy I've dated who said that kind of thing, and it leaves me feeling less desirable. I definitely don't dress conservative. I lost my virginity young. I talk openly about my sex life. But I feel like based on what I've heard from men, they don't like this. My boyfriend is great. He never makes me feel shamed or judged. But I can't get it out of my head that he'd prefer me to be a pure little angel instead of someone who's very open about her sexuality. Be you. That's the answer. Find people that are compatible with who you are. Find people that value who you are. Don't ever worry about why certain people, because everyone, there's no such thing that everyone likes. There's no certain thing that all guys want. There's a multitude of different kinds of guys, and they all want something different. If you lined up 10 guys, they'd each have a different answer as to what they're looking for, or what they need, or what turns them on. And that's what it's about. It's about finding compatibility and chemistry. Be with people that value who you are, and they find that erotic, and they find that hot. That's the work in relationality, not trying to change who you are to match what someone else wants. So why do some guys like that? It doesn't matter. We'll never know. Our culture really eroticizes different things for different people at different times for different reasons. And for some guys, it's about toxic masculinity, and they want to be the only one that a girl's been with, and they want to quote unquote dominate her. And then there's guys that don't like that, and they want a girl that's really empowered and sexually healthy and doesn't play into those gender roles. So again, be you confidently, authentically, and find someone who's got the compatibility and chemistry around that. That's really what's important and healthy in a relationship. When we get caught up in those questions as to why does someone like something, we'll never know. And we don't need to know. And that is sex positivity. Presented by Trojan Condoms, it's a big sexy world, so explore with confidence. All right, coming up next, celebrity rehab. That's right, Kim K and Kanye, they got something to teach us all.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
On our Loveline IG page, question of the night, dating rules that need to be retired. Hit us up with your answers. Break that down later in the show. Give us a call, 833-LOVE-001, and you can tell me to my face. Because there's a lot of dating rules we got to get rid of. We're going to break them down, throw them in the trash can, and push forward in our lives. You know what I mean? But in the meantime, it is that time, Celebrity Rehab. All right, what celebrities are in the hot pot, hot seat tonight? Kim K and Kanye, that's right. Kanye wants to move into his deceased mom's house. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but Kim K learned about it because he posted it on social media. That's right. She was in the dark, had no idea he wanted to do this till she went on his social media and found out about it on his Twitter timeline. She confronted Kanye about announcing it to the world before even talking to her. He insisted he already talked to her, but she didn't take it very seriously. And she responded saying, not on my watch. So this is a really powerful lesson. A little, you know, too many people are comfortable with social media as their primary form of communication to people they're in a relationship with. Could you imagine finding out something important, such as someone's desire to relocate that you're married to on social media? It's like the whole, we've all seen that Sex and the City episode, right? Where someone gets broken up with on a post-it note. I kind of put that in the same category as that, right? Social media, man, we can misuse that. Use it lovingly, right? But yeah, if you have anything important to say to someone in a relationship, do it face-to-face. Like that's totally the final landing point on that one. Like social media is not a good place to air your grievances, positive or negative, to let people know changes in your life if they're really close to you. It just feels a little dehumanized and impersonal. So let the people in your life know what's going on firsthand. It's called intimacy. And then for the larger, wider world after doing so, you can put it on blast on your social media. But reach out to those you care about first. Nothing more painful than learning about people's major life things that you're close to on social media. Okay, so that is that. So those two need to handle their business. I was talking about this, that there's a lot of panic over children's use of technology and the amount of screen time, the amount of hours that kids are logging online these days. And there's something to be said for that. But an interesting study came out, published in Scientific America, which is a very well-respected magazine. Basically said that screen time has no effect on a kid's psychological health. I beg to differ, but let's go deep in for a minute. No effect on their psychological health. Are phones making kids more depressed, they asked? Nope, they said. More suicidal, more selfish, more isolated? The answer they gave was no, no, and no again. They basically said that the little effect that screen time has in terms of well-being, ready for this one, is associated as the same with eating potatoes. Yeah, they actually said that. And same with wearing glasses. They both have the same negative impact on an adolescent's mental health. Potatoes and glasses. Gotta love this stuff. So basically what they're saying is, though, that doesn't mean that you just hand your kid an iPad, put your feet up and call it a night, that there are individuals that are going to struggle with their relationship to online social media, but they're basically trying to let us know, calm down a little bit. We're panicking a little too much. And I do agree with that element on some hand, where it's a new form of communication, you know, a phone call, a text, an email, posting on social media. it's a way that people are staying connected and relating. And for some people that are very isolated or a little more introverted and shy, this is their meaningful way to connecting with other people in the world. And we've talked about this. If you also are of some minority status in terms of gender, ability, sexual orientation, depending on where you live, maybe a rural town, technology is also the way that you're accessing other people. And that's, for some people, not only how they form relationships, but it's also their, the entirety of their relationship, right? Not everyone has access to people, again, because of a disability or because of an isolated area that they live in. And so for them, that's a very profound tool and a bridge. But yes, as always, we want to just pay attention to the amount of online versus offline that we're engaging in, right? Because as I've shared over and over, touch and eye contact are such important components for those that have access to them for forming intimacy, feeling close, and staying connected, right? We don't want to trade that in or phone that in. So yeah, keep an eye on your kids' tech use, especially around what they're doing online, right? You want to have them understand boundaries and privacy and consent and all that. But don't panic. It's just like eating potatoes. Which is really funny, right? Because, you know, if you're paleo, we're panicked around potatoes. So it's pretty bad. Okay, when we come back, we are going to be breaking down the question of the night, sliding into the DMs, and also talking about mental health and men. It's a silent killer. It's a big crisis. Coming up next.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Loveline.
This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right. Question of the night. Dating rules retire. This is your last chance to get in on it. Follow us back and hit us up with your answers. Dating rules that are holding us back that we got to get rid of. There's a lot of them. We're going to be breaking them all down in the next segment. But before we get there and back into the DMs, we got to talk about what is truly a silent crisis. And this is a significant issue. Mental health is literally killing men. This is a horrible, horrible stat. Ready for this? The male suicide rate is rising at an alarming rate. But right now, it is the second most common cause of death for every age group of men from age 10 to 39. Second most common cause of death. That's horrible. That means it is definitely a crisis, and that means we have to address this. So how do we get there? Well, let's start really broad, and then we'll kind of break it down. Number one, in our culture, we are obsessed with over-prioritizing our bodies and under-prioritizing our minds. Our mind, our mental health, is the most important thing we have. We need to spend more time and really check in on this. How much time do you spend with these activities I'm about to talk about? Or even, would you consider doing them? But how much time do you spend journaling? How much time do you spend meditating? How much time do you spend writing a gratitude list? How much time do you spend in therapy? How about reading books that are centered around self-help? How much time do you spend just doing things that are self-care based? Walking and thinking, taking a bath, napping during the day. Very few of us do those first set of things, the journaling, the therapy, the meditation, the mental health based things, really working on our mental muscles. That is shocking. But if I said to most of our listeners, how much time do you spend at the gym, applying makeup, dyeing your hair, all the things that are focused on our physicality, you would say multiple hours a day. But for some people, they completely ignore the mental health, completely. Or maybe once a week they go to therapy at best, which again is very, very important and is very much a sign of self-worth and self-confidence for people to put time, energy, money into therapy where they go once a week to really examine themselves and improve themselves. But journaling, meditation, gratitude lists, daily check-ins, mindfulness, these are so important. And these are part of the reasons why mental health is tanking. And if we look at maleness, male-identified individuals, masculinity, men are the least least driven people to seek therapy. Therapy is still generally a female-based thing. Many of the men you talk to in your lives, ask them, when's the last time they're focused on their mental health? Ask them if they even know. And this is a very loving question. Ask them if they even know what they would do if they were to say they wanted to focus on their mental health. It's really, really distressing because, again, we live in a culture still where men are supposed to be tough and not emotional. Ask yourself if you're male-identified or ask a man in your life, when's the last time they cried? Or cried in public in front of another person, or felt safe expressing emotionality, right? So we have this diagnosis that applies mostly and generally just to men. It's called alexithymia. And basically what that means is someone who's unable to identify, connect to, and really feel a wide variety of emotions. Most men are only familiar with anger or aggression, but they don't necessarily feel like they have the words for or able to tap in these other emotions. I work with men in my office and I'll say to them, how did that make you feel? And they'll usually tell me instead what they were thinking. They won't give me an emotion like sad. It made me sad. It made me lose joy. It made me very disappointed or generated shame. There's a struggle to tap into the emotional experience, which again is mental health. So we got to work on that. So if you're a male, start working on focusing on those elements. It is very profound when you center your mental health as a core component of your day or your week. And there's so many things we can do to start to recenter those aspects of ourselves. So work on that, right? Maybe take some time away from the gym and do that instead. If you're going to the gym every day, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, take one of those days off. And instead use that time to meditate and to journal and to do a gratitude list, to even just do an emotional check-in. How am I feeling right now? Do I even know what the feeling words are? There are some people that can't even give me a list of feelings. They only can say anger, happiness maybe at best. You know, and again, this is also for everyone. This is for females, those that are non-gender defined. But again, it's the male suicide rate that's so upsetting, distressing. I mean, that stat is beyond what it should be. And also, you know, we got to talk about the side component, which is just working too much. We're working way more than we are biologically built to tolerate. And psychologically, our nervous systems are blown out. And that's why people drink so much coffee, because that which we're doing work-wise is beyond what we have the natural ability to keep up with and tolerate. Also, check in on how much sleep you're getting. That's a huge component of mental health. Are you able to get 8 or 9 hours of sleep? And if not, you need to cut back on whatever else it is that's cutting into that. That is self-care and mental health. So I'm going to be checking back in on that. I don't want this to just be a one-off topic. But give me a call, 833-LOVE-001. I'd love to hear how you connected to that. Are you someone who does engage in those processes, the journaling, the therapy, the meditation, the gratitude list? Or is that shocking to you to sit there and realize these are things I've never thought about and I don't engage in, and that you've gone weeks, months, and years and never having done these things? Because again, we're so comfortable with people focusing on their physicality, getting their haircut, going to a dermatologist, tanning, going to the gym, working on their biceps and their abs. But it's like none of those things are meaningful if our mental health isn't being taken care of and intact. So yeah, take an hour off from work, take days off from the gym, and focus on your mental health. It's far more important, especially in the long run. I will now climb off of my soapbox. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to be doing the question of the night. So a few more seconds to weigh in on it. Dating rules, we got to retire. See you back.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we got our question of the night up, but in the meantime, we got a call. We got Jeff on the line. Jeff, you're on with Dr. Chris. How are you? How can I help you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Nothing. I just heard your open commentary about teen suicide, not teen suicide, but between 10 and 39, and
yes.
guys not paying attention to their mental health, and that really just resonated so strongly. I mean, it was an immediate reaction to, wow, that is so true.
It's so distressing, that stat, right? It really wakes up the need to be focusing on our mental health. So how did you personally identify with that?
Well, I think everyone always needs to work on their mental health, men and women. But I work with a lot of younger guys in their 20s, and they are just completely numb.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Whether it's... Yeah, dating or how they're acting in their lives or everything. They're just very, very unhappy, even though they're not saying they're unhappy.
Yeah, there's an inability to feel safe expressing yourself or to know how to express yourself. And I know I work with some younger individuals as well at a drug and alcohol treatment center. And I'll say to some of the guys, and I already know what the answer is going to be, but when's the last time you cried with someone or just told someone you were sad or journaled? And they just stare at you blankly, and it breaks my heart, because that's just an important part of being a human being.
Right. Right. Has that ever actually been part of the male experience? You say, when did you ever do that? I don't know if there was ever a time that that was acceptable and then it devolved. I just don't think that's ever been fully acceptable.
Agreed. And if anything, we're getting better. I mean, still so much work to do, but we're getting better. And I've said this on air before, that I personally set a goal for 2019 to cry more and to cry more in front of people. And when I say that personally, even to people that know I'm a therapist, they look at me blankly like, wow, that's a goal. And I'm like, yeah, I want to be more emotionally available and vulnerable and normalize that.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. Well, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to thank you for bringing that up, because it seems so simple, but no one ever really talks about it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for that.
Have an awesome night.
All right, man.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Take care.
All right. We got another call on the line. We got Robert. Robert, you're on with Dr. Chris. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I heard your bit about that, about mental health. And like, I've struggled with my mental health, and I made a goal of mine a few years back to journal every day,
but
I've just been slacking it now.
How did you get that goal? Where did the recognition that that was something that could help you come from?
I was with some friends like for New Year's, and it just came to me, and I had my backpack, so I just started journaling on New Year's Day, January 1st, and I did it every day, but now, like, I work out, but it's not the same without the journaling, and it's really difficult.
That's really powerful. And what do you think was the most beneficial thing that came from journaling for you?
I mean, just being able to target, like, what the actual emotions I was feeling, rather than just, like I'm happy or I'm sad, like, figuring out why I was those things and what to get rid of or what to do more.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's so foreign to people. And people ask me sometimes, well, if I journal, what am I supposed to do? And I say, there's no specific goal. Just see where you go. And I love what you just said. It's like a deeper understanding of what's underneath that feeling versus just saying, I'm happy, I'm sad, right? And you can also check in with, like, where you feel it in your body, and you can track your emotional experience over time. And it's like just a place to get more comfortable engaging these parts of yourself. I love that. I hope you get back to it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just like when I work too, it helps, because when I'm working, I tend to have a plain face, and I'm like a tall guy. So I have to keep this like masculine and kind of like straight demeanor where I just can't show any emotion.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's rough, because you do have emotions and you are an emotional person because you're a human being.
Yeah.
And it's often not supported as a man expressing that and showing sadness or weakness or struggle. And so I hope that, you know, you get back to journaling as a way to connect to that. But I also hope you have some people in your life that you can show those parts of yourself to.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have an awesome night. Goodbye, Robert.
All right, bye.
Such an important topic, and so important for us to check in with ourselves. And what our callers were talking about is, earlier I was saying that the suicide rate for men, second cause of death, and we really got to work on this. And it's centered around the inability to feel safe expressing a full range of emotions, a full range. There's a few that we're really comfortable with, but it's the darker, heavier, more emotional ones, the negative ones, as we call them, that actually help us really bond and connect to other people and to ourselves. So we got to get better with that. All right, when we come back, question of the night, and we'll be sliding into the DMs.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
It's the best time of the night. Time to slide into the DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms. It's a big old sexy world, so explore it with confidence. Here we go, Dr. Chris. I recently matched with an older man, 44, and I'm a 25-year-old female. I sent a message as his profile was interesting, asking to be pen pals, perhaps. After 2 days of emailing, we met as it seemed like we could be friends. Obviously, we drank too much, as it happens, over the course of the evening, and we kissed. Ooh. Since Monday, we text every day. We've stayed in constant contact. However, today, the text started to get a little dirty, and we both raised concerns of the age gap, 19 years. We're clearly attracted to one another, but his texts are along the lines of, let's just have fun and not worry about anything too much for now. And I'm left concerned that I'm not going to give him what he's looking for. What do you guys think? Could dating work considering the age gap? Is it appropriate? Bam! I love this topic. It's one of my faves. It's not about being age appropriate. It's about being you appropriate. And you should date whoever you want to date. Chronological age promises nothing as far as health or compatibility or chemistry. It's all about finding love that works for you. So you got my support. 19 years ain't nothing. All right. That is our DMs presented by Trojan Condoms. It's a big old sexy world, so explore with confidence. It is time now for Question of the Night. Question of the Night was about outdated dating rules that we got to retire. There's a whole bunch of them. I could do a whole segment on them. In fact, take a note there, producer Justin, an entire segment on outdated dating myths that we need to bust. We're going to bust them on down weekly. Okay, here we go. Ghosting and treating people like options instead of people with feelings. Yeah, I didn't think that was an old school dating thing. I thought it was more of a new thing, the ghosting thing. But yeah, get rid of that. Again, take responsibility if you form a relationship with someone, even if it's just an early one. The kindest thing you can do is break up with someone, right? It doesn't feel good, but it's the kindest thing because there's nothing worse than being confused as to what's going on or where did they go or what's happening. Tell people. Ghosting again. Man, we hate this ghosting thing, but yet we all keep doing it. Stop. Another outdated dating tradition we got to get rid of. Sleeping together on the third date. I know. Where did that magic number even come from? Third date. Why was it not the second or the fourth or the fifth? Sleep with someone when you feel ready and interested in sleeping with them. Delaying sex promises nothing. Having it sooner than later promises nothing. If there's compatibility other than sex, they will stick around and circle back, as will you. And if they don't, good to have known, whether versus having drown it all out to find that out down the road. Also, having sex on the first date is bad if you want things to be serious. That's something someone says we got to get rid of. You got my support. I wrote 2 entire books on it. Sex Outside the Lines of Rebel Love. Pick them up. Someone else said playing games to avoid being vulnerable. That is one of the goals of 2019 for everyone. Be vulnerable. Stop playing games and being manipulative. Instead, date and relationship with vulnerability and honesty and truth. Be yourself. You don't want to have to, quote unquote, play a game to get someone. It's not about getting people. It's about being yourself and seeing if there's really compatibility there. And if not, that was a successful date or dating, finding out you weren't compatible. Another one we got to retire, Grindr stuff. That's actually kind of funny. Enough said, right? Didn't have to say much more. Something else that we have to tire, being obligated to surprise your partner on his or her birthday. Okay. Ghosting out of the blue. That's right. Here's a good one. We need to retire guys making the first move. Amen. It's on everyone. Not all guys are tops, whether they're straight or gay. Some guys are bottoms and passive, and they need their partner, male or female, to make the first move. So we have to get away from that. And that tends to be more of a hetero thing, where the girls are waiting to be approached. But again, not all the guys are assertive or have it in them to approach. And sometimes women keep themselves single by waiting for the guy to make all the moves. Confident guys don't mind being approached. Remember, interested people like signs of interest. Lead with that. Other ones we got to get rid of, waiting to have sex. We covered that. That's a great one. Well, here's one, something called sneeting. I've never heard this. I love new words. We got to get rid of sneeting, which someone defines as sneakily cheating your way into eating a free meal. Wow. All right. We got to write that one down. I've not heard that one yet. Unwanted D pics. Ah, yes. That's part of dating culture. We got to get rid of going back to your ex when you're feeling down or insecure. I know, no good. Confuses everyone. Sometimes, oof, that's a bad one. Ghosting, again, there's that one again. Another one got to get rid of, maintaining romantic relationships for extended periods of time when a person you've never met in the real world. Yeah, take it offline as soon as possible. As soon as possible, meet up with someone. Again, interested people like signs of interest. It's not moving too fast. It's a sign I really want to get to know you. Don't draw it out for days, weeks, months, even years sometimes without meeting up because, man, that'll kill it. All that attachment on the front end and then you find out on the back end that's just not there for you. It's face to face. That's when you got to find out real compatibility. The fact that there's a lot of people who've had huge amounts of sexual activity but haven't had a real boyfriend or girlfriend, sometimes even been on a real date. I actually don't agree with that. It's okay to be sexual while you're waiting or looking to have a relationship. Doesn't have to be in service of a relationship. Some people aren't ready for a relationship. All right, there you go. There you have it. That's our show for the night. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You guys have an awesome, awesome, awesome night. See you soon.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.